This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. Today was a busy day here at the team's training facility in Berea as the Browns' new offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, addressed the media for the first time. Shortly after his press conference, Turner sat down with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, for an exclusive one-on-one. Here's a listen to that interview.
Norv, welcome to Cleveland, and what a day to welcome you to Cleveland. It is 9 degrees on my car temperature gauge when I was driving over here to Berea, so this is what it is, and it's great to have you here. Can you tell us first how it all came about, how you came to accept the job as the Browns offensive coordinator?
Well, I was hoping for double digits in the temperature this morning when I got up. I was hoping it, I think it's about 70 degrees colder than it was where I left.
I bet.
I think you, as coaches, you always talk with people that you've worked with or people that are in positions that they may get jobs or whatever. You talk, hey, say, you know, it'd be nice to work here sometime, or hey, you know, if I got a job, I'd be interested in talking to you, and those type of things. And then, when Rob got involved in Cleveland, you know, the fact that he was going to come interview, he called me and said, hey, what do you think? And I said, we've talked about this. I let Nancy and my wife and I, you know, we wanted to talk about it a little bit. And, then we started talking about it and the opportunity to be here, be with Rob. And I really think that what's happened with this organization in the last 9 months or whatever is really exciting. Everything, ownership, management, everything. So it was a really good fit for us.
You obviously, I know you're new to the Cleveland situation, but you also played against the Browns this year, so you had a chance to look at them a little bit closer than you would from afar, and you see that potential here?
I see a lot of really talented young players that I think can develop, and obviously our job is to have them develop as quickly as they can. I got asked a number of questions about Brandon, and I like his skill set. Now, you know, you want to get with him, you want to start meeting and talking and getting on the field and seeing, you know, what his strengths, what his weaknesses are, and see if he can improve in the areas you think he needs to improve.
You talked about your offense. The broad paintbrush of it is this: exciting. We want to play fast. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, I think that
the
thing that that we've been able to do, number one, is we've been able to be a power running team, mm-hmm. and you need to be able to run the ball in this league. And obviously, we've got outstanding young runners here. Trent is, showed in his first season what he's capable of doing. And then if you're going to score points in the league, you have to be able to make big plays. And big plays come in a lot of ways. People think in terms of the ball being thrown 50 yards down the field. Those are the ones I love. Those are exciting for everybody involved, and, right. and the players, the coaches, and the fans. But you do have a lot of ways of creating big plays, and we've been fortunate to have guys that can make big plays, and then we've used them. And, our offenses, for the most part, have been in the top four or five in plays over 20 yards, plays over 40 yards. And I think that's how you're going to go score points. And obviously, in this league now, you need to be able to go score points because everyone else is finding a way to get in the end zone.
Yeah, they really are. So much is made of who's calling the plays. You are going to call the plays here. And I know coaches love doing that, and everybody has talked about how you love doing that, and you love, calling a game. Tell us about that. What is that like when you're calling the game? And it seems like, and I remember when Rob was here as the offensive coordinator, that there was a point where Rob would get in a real rhythm calling the game. What is it like for you?
The biggest thing is the calling the game starts, Monday night, Tuesday, 7 days before the game, because you start putting a plan together. Mm-hmm. And everyone on the staff is involved in that plan. And then you get into those specific situations, the third and ones, the inside the five, inside the two, 2 minute, all those different things. And I think everyone has input in that. And then you put a plan together, and then someone has to call it. But during a game, I've called a lot of plays in the last 20 years. And you get a lot of help and input from offensive line coach, running back coach. That was a thing I thought Rob brought to me in the 2009-2010 season when we were together. Just someone in here, hey, you know, we can get the post on the backside here, or we can, you know, so that I think is the best play calls I've been around are guys that listen and they are able to digest information and then apply it to what's happening in the game. And it's still, you know, I've called some what I thought were really good plays and a ball was thrown too high or the ball was dropped or, you know, you thought you were going to throw a touchdown and the tackle got beat and it was a sack. So it still comes down to execute.
Yeah.
And the players being able to go out and perform. And you can call some bad plays and a guy makes a great run and everyone says, oh, what a great call. And you can go the other way. So, we'll be well prepared. Our guys will know what our plan is, what we're trying to do, and they'll have a chance to, you know, do a great job of practicing what we're going to do. So I think that'll allow them to execute, you know, at a fast level in the games.
Last question to you, and that is, you now come to a very historic franchise that a lot of people will say maybe it's been a sleeping giant or, maybe it's a young organization that has, you know, stubbed its toe a few times, but maybe it's on the cusp of getting up over the top. So you're a man of many years in the NFL, and I'm sure you know the heritage of the Browns. And what will it be like to join this organization now?
Well, one of the things, I mean, people ask me, well, how did you decide to come here? And obviously the ownership and the management and the head coach, I've talked about those things. But, I am an old school guy, and the Browns' history means a lot to me. And being a part of this organization means a lot to me because I know the history and where it all began and what it means to the NFL. So if to be a part of that and then to do as we hope we can do, be a successful team and be a competitive team and go out and, you know, go win a division and go be a playoff team to be a part of something like that would be really exciting.
Browns fans, that wraps up this edition of the Cleveland Browns Report. Keep checking back to clevelandbrowns.com for all your Browns news, as well as daily updates from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.